Hare Krishna. On the Hungarian version of the podcast for answering quite an anxious question received from a Parimala, which I will mention soon. I was speaking to the devotees about the census that's being taken in Hungary. Now I'm just giving it for information of English speakers. It doesn't really affect them. But the census is something that all governments do over a certain period of time to get information and to be able to make statistic analysis. However, in this census, they're also, here in Hungary, they're also asking what people's religion is. And because that will be used for a sort of statistical analysis of what the position of the consciousness movement is in Hungary, I was encouraging all listeners who identify themselves as members of ISKCON, not even Krishna Consciousness Movement, because there are different versions of Krishna Consciousness Movement in Hungary as elsewhere, but to identify themselves as members of ISKCON to make it clear, because this information will be used not only statistically, but in terms of analyzing what type of government support and so on governments will give to, again, to churches, provided that we get back our church status, that information will be used for that. So it's quite important. Another point that I just wanted to just say before I go on is thanks to the devotees who regularly donate towards the upkeep of this podcast. I'll be quite honest, is that the upkeep right now, because everything's being done sort of voluntarily, is much less than the donations that are coming in, but we're still collecting them. They're there in the account, in the PayPal account. Recently we're having to pay for our domain expenses and so on, but that doesn't mean don't continue donating. Please do. Who knows what other expenses may crop up in the future, and it's certainly encouraging for me in that sense. One thing is for sure is that I'm going to have to get a recorder here pretty soon. Okay, the question, well, here's the question. You can feel its tone yourself. I need your kind help to rescue me from the Satan. I came to know about it only in 2008. It's driving me from when I was small and all my activities from morning to night. It wakes me every night at 2 a.m. I have hardly slept for the past 3 years. It's not allowing me to stay in one place. It's creating problems wherever I go. It's putting different souls within me and playing. It kept me jobless for 2.5 years and started working on my brain, mind. It's also got control of my body. Please help me. Parimala, I take it. That's a lady, Parimala. Our sympathies go out to her for this trouble and suffering that she's going through. It very much sounds to me, not so much Satan, but more that difficulties caused by ghosts. There are other living entities in subtle bodies who don't have a gross body, but certainly got lots of material desires, and they try to take possession or enjoy through others' bodies and also influence, and therefore they try to influence others to certain acts and conduct and behavior. It's something that devotees also often ask about, question. It's not a related incident, although it varies in severity. Ghosts are living entities in the mode of ignorance, and they're attracted, or those who are in, also in the mode of ignorance, or perform activities in the mode of ignorance, tend to be easy prey for them. Mode of ignorance means people who don't keep clean habits, people who are addicted to intoxication and drinking, sort of lost in terms of where they're going, don't have a very clear idea of what life's about, and therefore don't have really very strong willpower or clear direction. Such people tend to be easy prey for other living entities. And of course, what's the solution? Well, to come to a higher level of consciousness, come to the mode of goodness. Of course, that's easier said than done. This doesn't happen overnight, but still, that's the Krishna conscious solution. There are many so-called exorcists, which I don't recommend. I've seen there different types, many types. I've seen and heard of them in South America, South Africa, and so on, where the cure is, in that sense, worse than the problem. And our solution is always a Krishna conscious solution. The offenseless chanting of the holy name frees one from such influences, which either even may come from a previous life, even not even in this life, and therefore someone may be troubled even from the very beginning of one's youth. And therefore chanting, chanting in the company of others who are very pure. I would recommend to Parimala participating in long kirtans that are done by other devotees in the temple, chanting herself, regulated japa, regularly reading Bhagavad Gita, keeping good association with advanced Vaishnavas, recite, if you think that will help, here, for instance, Nishinga Kavacha, Nishinga Dev's power, sway over such influences, malefic influences, is very great. I know that many, many years ago I recorded Nishinga Kavacha, and I received and keep receiving many reports of from South Africa, of devotees or people who were under some kind of voodoo curse, and that helped free them. Having a Bhagavad Gita by one's head at night, cleaning one's home with Ganges water, all of these things all contribute. Having a picture of Lord Nisringadev by one's head when one is sleeping. All these contribute to helping oneself free from these influences. But of course, the best thing, and the thing that we'll always recommend, is chanting Hare Krishna. And if that's done sincerely, not in some kind of fanatic fervor, but if that's done sincerely, really turning to Krishna, then Krishna will protect us from all types of living entities. Unfortunately, adibhautik, adidaivik, adiatmik, sufferings caused by other living entities, this is an example of that, in the same way that, for instance, someone may suffer from germs, someone also suffers from ghosts. And their influence may be there to a greater or lesser degree. It may not be that immediately it just disappears, but it can be decreased by keeping them distant rather than having them actually taking physical control over someone's body and disturbing one's mind in such a way that he can't sleep or work, to actually keep them distant until they finally actually get the picture that there's nothing to be gained here, and they move on to somewhere else. So it requires actually building up one's willpower, to overcome the willpower, because those attain possession or influence someone else by the strength of their will. And if our will is greater, therefore our willpower has to be Krishna conscious. And when we're seriously striving to be Krishna conscious and depending on Krishna, then Ahantam Sarva Pape Bhilda, Krishna protects us, Moksha Shami Masuchaha. So we wish Parimala all the best and assure that if she really applies herself to Krishna conscious solutions, then that will work.